Yes, it is. Thank you, Father, so much for this wonderful day. We thank you, Lord, for being our God. You are a loving and gracious and merciful God for us, Lord. We praise you for it. We love you. We thank you, Lord, for the promises you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us, all of us. We thank you, Father, for your protection upon all of our communication equipment tonight, that nobody would have any problems. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord, that tonight our praises would go up to you, Lord, and you'd be smiling down upon us. And we praise you, Father, for that, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers that are going to be answered tonight, because we know when we pray, we have an open heaven. And we thank you for that, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for touching each one that needs touching tonight in a special way. I ask, Father, that you fill us up with your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in each one of us to humble us to the place that you want us to be that would produce the most power, Lord, our weakest place. And I thank you for doing that, Lord. Thank you for blessing everybody tonight with this music. Prayer is answered, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, has anybody got a prayer request? Hey, Joe DeBrowsey. What's up, bud?
Pretty good. I got one.
Go ahead.
I met the show up last Tuesday. My new little buddy here, I got a new dog. It's a puppy, so he's not feeling too well right now. He got a shot earlier when he went to the vet, so he could use some prayer. Quick healing.
Did he get a vaccination?
Yeah, I forget what they said. Yeah, he got a vaccination for some D word. I don't know exactly what it is, but okay. Wasn't the COVID one, thankfully. But yeah, it was. He got one, so I tried to pick him up, and he screamed in pain. So I was like, "Oh no!" So didn't feel too well. So, but yeah, he's over in his cage right now, lounging.
Well, go ahead and pray, and we'll believe with you. Yeah.
Amen. Lord, I just thank you for Tashi. I thank you for just the blessing you gave me there last week. And you led me to him. I heard your voice, and I believe that that was you. I've been hearing it more and more clearly lately, and I thank you for that. So I just pray now. I pray that, thank you for him, that there's no side effects from this vaccine for whatever exactly the doctor said it was combating. So I believe now in Jesus' name that, none of those effects will even, will even affect him. He won't be sore. He'll be healed in the morning. And whatever this illness is or whatever this, problem that he got the vaccine for won't even affect him. Thank you, Lord, that, not just humans, but animals, you will heal them and you'll protect them. So we just pray right now and we thank you for the divine protection and just the healing over his whole body, and just Lord, make him into a obedient dog. Give me wisdom, most of all, and great understanding on how to be a good trainer, be a good owner, and just to pick up easily what to do. This is good training and expertise, most of all for me. Lord willing, if you tarry long enough and I have a family of my own, Lord, this is, I believe this is kind of good experience and training for myself, being a single guy. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do here. Thank you for just the, the days ahead. It's in Jesus' name that I pray these things. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yep.
Lord, we just thank you that you're going to give Joe the patience, the wherewithal to bring this dog upright. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I sent you a link, not a link, but a name Family Dog by Richard Walters. I think you'll find it. It's real easy, and it just it takes a lot of patience and training to bring up a dog in obedience.
Oh yeah,
but it's a lot of fun. Well, it's a lot of fun. I just make it fun for you and him both.
Yeah,
it'd be good.
Amen. All right.
All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Dave.
I guess I would like to us to go to the Lord and ask him to give us direction in these times right now. I give everybody a clear voice where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing, or if he's got something in store for us to do as we get prepared for these days. You know, come seeing things after the just listen to David, and I thought, you know, it's time to get more from the Lord where he wants us and what we should be doing. I guess that would be nice to hear that clear voice.
Amen. Well, did everybody listen to the broadcast Sunday? No, Wednesday. Yesterday. Well, if you did, you understand that one of the things the Lord wanted people to do is get away from the big cities. That was first and foremost. That was from the Lord. Get away from the big cities. And Dave's right. Just find out where you to go.
So let's pray about it. I'll start, and if you want to continue. Lord, you know, David gave us a good exhortation and the dream from the lady and then from a few others about what we can see, what's going on. And Lord, I'd like to have you talk to us individually now, specifically, given, you know, what you want us to do. I know we're always looking for the exact answers, the specifics, but Lord, I'm just asking for your grace on this. Grace for all your elect, so that we can be in unison with you and not have any doubt in our hearts and be walking in step with what your will is and right now in these days, so that you know, it's not going to be a issue for you with how you want us and where you want us to be at the right moment. Thank you, Father, for hearing this prayer, and thank you for blessing us all and giving us your grace and mercy, Father, which we continue and always go to you for, and we know that we'll receive it because we fear you, Father. We fear your judgments. We fear what you're going to do to this world. And so we ask also for your grace for all those that are going to be saved and all those you're going to bring into the kingdom, and how you just use us mightily to do that. So, Father, continue to work on us to do your will and be in your good pleasure. And we say that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I just ask and I pray that when you do tell people where to go, that they would have the boldness to pick up and go, whether the people around them want them to or not. And I thank you for doing that, Father, because you have work for everybody to do in this time ahead. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, for what you're doing in your people. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to give everybody plenty of time to do whatever it is or move or whatever it is, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you place it in our hearts to seek you over and above anything else. And when we do that, Lord, we stay in your word. We seek you in prayer and in the spirit. Father, I know that you'll answer each and every one that asks, Father. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Thank you, David. Anybody else? Yep, Missy.
I'd like to pray for those of us who have spouses, especially husbands, those of us sisters, whether that be anyone here or greater UBM that doesn't get on, and even that Lord, I'm a little too comfortable for my taste, to as close as I am to Pittsburgh, about 10 miles out from city limits, I think. That's a little too close for comfort for me, but I know you can protect me anywhere and any one of us anywhere where we're at. But Lord, I pray and believe that you will move my husband's heart to want to move, to get out or whatever. And Lord, even if that is like we get out with just bare necessities, quick, whatever, that's fine with me, because that's been in my heart for years that we may have to leave with just the clothes on our back, and that's fine and dandy, Lord. Just as long as you make it clear to Merle that that's what we need to do, and make it clear to anybody else's spouse that the wife doesn't go kicking and screaming, or that the husband, you need to speak to them and let them know, you know, what they need to do, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you for doing that, Lord, however that looks, you know. Lord, I held my tongue today. I don't feel like you wanted me to, but I know Merle has a hard time doing some things around here that he used to not have a hard time doing, and I almost asked him, Lord. So when do you want to put the house up for sale? But I didn't. I didn't think you wanted me to, because I know that when I open my mouth, Lord, that it just it makes him stubborn. I know he needs to hear from you. So help us all to just be patient in praying for our spouses, Lord, and knowing, Lord, that you will change their hearts, Lord, because you don't want this to cause problems and division, Lord. And we just leave it totally up to you. And I just praise you and thank you for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for everybody. Okay, William. Go ahead, William.
You see, Michael, I just had to unplug my audio quickly. What did I want to say? Okay, the first thing I actually just wanted to say is, like, I did something in the meeting that offended Paula and Dirk, or hurt them, which we did resolve that. We just have to resolve it on the meeting. I tried to phone them today, but it was very short notice, so I'll contact them so we could both maybe come up on during a time and just quickly resolve the matter, if that's all right.
We need to do that privately, though, don't we?
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, so we'll do that privately then. She did sort of want me to apologize formally as well, if we privately decide that's necessary.
Yeah, we need to be in the loop, find out what's going on, yeah.
All right. Now, I just want to tell everyone that my grand's funeral went down extremely smoothly.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, I have a very nice picture of... I wanted to put it on my profile, but then there was no time. But I'll do that next week. But it went down very nicely. It's now just cleaning up her flat and staying light. My mom's going to do the cleaning. So I just pray for my mom that she, the Lord gives her discernment as to what to keep and what to throw away.
Yeah.
Or give to someone else or whatever. It's 86 years of collecting.
Yeah. Bless your heart. Well, Lord, we just lift up Louise to you. We thank you, Father, for giving her discernment and wisdom to know what to keep and what to give away. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you. And I just wanted, just before, like a week before Gran passed, I started getting sick. I've been doing my warfare, so I haven't been. I didn't go down like in bed for a long time, but it's been now 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks of just battling it, and it's just the weirdest flu I've ever had. It's like I've been battling it and battling it. Very itchy as well. I don't know. It's very strange, and cramps, and then it goes away. But it's very irritating. If I just want to, if you could just pray for me, Michael, I'll appreciate it.
Yes, I will. And we command that spirit of infirmity off of will. You go right now in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24 says that by his stripes, Will was already healed. So you don't have any business there. You go from him and take all your symptoms with you in Jesus' mighty name. And we praise you, Father, that Will has been delivered and set free from this infirmity in Jesus' name. It's no longer there. You go from him in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody see it? Amen. It's gone. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Thank you very much. Amen, brother. Thank you. Just a little interesting note, you know, on a funeral, like with my grand's funeral, it was, you know, there was going to be another pastor there, you know, and we were a bit concerned about that. So we prayed about that. And the first pastor that we, that my sisters organized became sick. He became ill. I remember phoning Joe. I was like wondering if I should ask Joe to do that for us. And the first pastor became ill. And then we, the last minute, found another one. And it was such an interesting message. It was about, yeah, just because you're in a McDonald's doesn't make you an hamburger. It was very interesting. So it turned out well. It was a very, it's time to repent. And do you know the Lord? If you don't know the Lord today, are you ready to go? So it was good. It was just always to just pray for something like that. The Lord just answered our prayers there so beautifully.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Will and his family. In Jesus' name. I suspect Granny was smiling down too. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Marissa.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, girl. Who is that behind you there? Is that Jared?
This is Jared, my husband.
Hey, Jared. How's it going, buddy?
So I have a testimony that I've been wanting to share. This weekend, we went to Shenandoah National Park in Virginia. And we went because we went kind of as a memorial trip for my uncle and my papa. My uncle passed away last year. And we have this one picture of them at this park 20 years ago when they went, and it's in front of this waterfall, and it's a really old picture, and that's all we have. We have like no coordinates about any trails or anything like that, but my mom wanted to go and try and find this waterfall. And so she, for a year now, she's been planning this trip, and she's been researching all the waterfalls, and she, you know, she thought, okay, well, maybe it's on this trail. And so we went, you know, our first day, we went to go find this waterfall, and come to find out, to start the location, you would have to drive like an hour outside of the park. And she was really upset. She was kind of like, yeah, okay, I guess we'll do that. But, you know, it's a bummer that, you know, we have to kind of go, you know, outside of our way. And so as we're driving up this road, we decided, okay, well, let's just say a prayer. Let's just ask the Lord for wisdom on what to do, and just believe that he's going to give it to us. And so let's just keep on driving. And so we said a prayer and we believed it. And as we're driving up the road, you know, and just in awe of all the beauty, the thought came to us, you know, we were looking at the map. The thought came to us of like, well, you know, let's look at this like fire road, and let's maybe like, you know, turn around, and it's a mile back. Let's turn around, park there, and let's walk there and try and get to the waterfall trail that way. And so we ended up doing that, and, you know, we felt good about it, and we felt at peace about it. And, you know, a couple miles into it, the first waterfall we get to was the one. And we look back on the map. So my mom, you know, can't do a ton of hiking, and if we would have went to the spot that she originally wanted to go, that was like an hour outside of the park, she already said, I mean, it was like all uphill for like miles and miles. And she already said, you know, she wouldn't have been able to do it. And we wouldn't have been able to get to that waterfall. So it was just such a beautiful, like, reminder of the Lord's faithfulness. And then also just like asking the Lord for wisdom and believing that he'll, you know, he'll give it to you. And so it was just such a beautiful experience. I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Awesome, Lord, we got in it. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Save mama from walking and a long car ride. Amen. Okay, Geneva, go ahead, girl.
Hello, it is I.
Hey. Yep. Hey. I see.
Yeah, so that is a huge blessing. Praise the Lord. Actually, Marissa's mom has been a really big blessing to us. She's been watching Micah for us on some days when I go to work. And, you know, she's always there. You know, she only lives like 5 minutes down the road from us. But anytime we need something or whatever, she like comes over. She's like, nope, I'm bringing it to you. That's just how it's going to be. And I'm like, oh, okay. So she's just like, she's been such a huge blessing. So the Lord has blessed her with such a kind heart. And I'm just super thankful for that. But I wanted to praise the Lord today too, because it was at the end of the day. And sometimes like I'll get a call where I have to, from work, where I have to like go back out and see a patient or something's happening and blah, blah, blah. And it's just kind of like, it kind of feels like you're on call throughout the work day, which is not so fun. But anyways, I saw my boss's name and I was like, no, I was like, man, it's almost 5 o'clock. Like I'm almost off the clock and I'm taking care of the baby. And so anyways, I picked up and and she was like, hey, she was like, do you got a minute? And I was like, yeah. And I was like thinking like, oh man, I hope I'm not in trouble. What'd I do this time? Anyways, she's like, good news for the social workers at Tidewell. She goes, you all are getting a raise. And I was like, oh, really? And she was like, yeah. She was like, you know, you are going to get a pretty good little raise. So like, praise God. I was like, wow. I was like, this is amazing. Like, praise the Lord. And, you know, like we're still believing and stuff that God's going to get Morgan the right job. And it's just crazy how, you know, God really loves his little children and he's going to continue to provide for them in every way. And I feel like, you know, just like randomly here and there, we've been finding things like, you know, pop up for us and provide for us in financial ways that we didn't know we had. And that's just something else that the Lord did. And I just wanted to thank God for that, 'cause that was just such a random thing that happened. And I'm like, hey, I'll take it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the raise and cutting her hours back too, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Is that Nick that slid in there by you, Benita? Hey, boy. How you doing, bro? All right.
I'm just doing just fine.
sounds like it. Praise God.
I've been busy with work. I haven't been able to join. I've been working for like 8 hours every day now.
Oh, man. You rolling in the dough, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request or testimony or a praise report? Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to, I have a praise report. I had Michael pray with me the other day. My lower back had been giving me problems for quite a while, and lower back. And the next day it felt so much better, and today it feels better. And, you know, I'm not getting these weird symptoms of whatever I'm not going to say, but it's been really good, and it's healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We praise you, Father, for all these good praise reports.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, right. Go ahead, or June.
I would like to offer prayer. I had read tonight that one of the slain killed teachers at the school, her husband died of a massive heart attack, and they left behind 4 children. So I'd just like to lift the prayers up to that family. I mean, it's devastating, and I just pray the Holy Spirit would just envelop them, that they would sense that He is with them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for taking care of these 4. Are these little children, or?
I don't know. They didn't give many facts. That's all I know at this time.
Yeah. Go ahead, Missy. She may have some info here.
Merle was telling me about it. If I remember correctly, the oldest is in boot camp. The next to oldest is in college. The next one is in high school, and the youngest one is in 7th grade.
Did the husband die after the wife got killed?
Yeah, he had from what I understand, he had a massive heart attack because of what all's, you know, just the grief.
Stress.
Yeah. That's what they think.
Lord, we lift those children up to you, Father. And Lord, we thank you that, brother, that the older siblings would take care of the young ones. Bring it on through, Lord. We thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we just ask for that you would bring them together with you, Lord. And that'll take away the grief quicker if they just come to you, Lord. We thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Amen. My. These people are sick. Okay, who's next? Lord, we're just thinking that you're going to expose who was at the bottom of all of this. And we praise and thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Isaac.
Hey. Thank you, Lord. I agree. In Jesus' name. Real quick, I'm driving, and I was listening to y'all talk, and I just got an alert on my phone that my flight canceled for tomorrow. So I'm just going to say a prayer or agree with me. Lord, thank you for getting me home. Lord, thank you for doing this, because I didn't really want to be around a New York City airport anyways. Lord, if you get me somewhere else, I appreciate it. And I know you've done it. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I just wanted to say that y'all agree with me in prayer and that guy. And listening to the ministry last night, y'all also agree with me, because I do a lot of travel in airports. I'm just gonna say another prayer. Lord, thank you for always being with me. Thank you, Lord, that Lord, I can be to others, Lord, and that there's got that Psalms 91 protection. Thank you for that.
In
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, you've done miracles before, and we thank you for doing a miracle for Isaac to get him home tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. And we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Everybody agree? Then it's done. Glory to God. Look for it, Isaac. It's going to happen. Thank you, Amen. Jesus. ASAP. All right. Anyone else? Ooh, I feel good about that, Isaac. You're fixing to get right home, boy.
I feel pretty good about it, too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Has anybody got anything else they'd like to share before we get started singing? I've got a special concert for you tonight. I thought I'd get my harmonica out, do a little myself. Amen. Or maybe not. Not this time. It's not ready for me to go on the world stage yet. I don't think you're ready for me. Okay, let's get, has anybody else got anything before we get started? Okay, let me see if I can get this going here. Well, this computer froze up on me. In the name of Jesus, I command these witchcraft against us to leave right now in Jesus' name. You turn us loose. You turn this loose. You get out of here in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father, that we're not going to have any more trouble tonight in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. Let me turn some stuff off here. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Give me just a second here.
Sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb.
Blessing and glory.
Be blessing and glory and honor and power. On the throne and unto the Lamb.
Blessing and glory.
Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Blessing and glory and honor and power forever.
Blessing and glory.
Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb.
Let's give him praise tonight.
Be
bless your name, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. It's God. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes. And the kingdoms of this world, they have become the kingdoms of our Lord in Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. The Lord reigns.
The Lord.
Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. In the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring and lives that
draws you, rest in him. He is gentle, he is lowly, he delights to bring us peace. Tender shepherd, mighty Savior, rest in him. How sure his compassion for us, oh how deep is his love. So come, come to Jesus and rest in him. Are you hopeless? Are you guilty? Caught in shame for all your sin, he pursues you to forgive you, rest in him.
has paid for every failure. Mercy flows in endless streams. Come and follow. Freedom calls. Rest in Him. How sure His compassion for us. Oh, how deep is His love. So come, come to Jesus and rest in Him. Are you waiting in your sorrows for this broken world to heal? He is coming, soon returning. Rest in Him. We will see Him, we will know Him. Oh, what heights of grace we feel. From His kindness, every promise then fulfilled. Trust in Jesus, He will keep. Compassion for us. Oh, how deep is His love. So come, come to Jesus and rest. How sure His compassion for us. Oh, how deep is His love. So come to Jesus and rest in Him. Come to Jesus and rest in Him.
Lifted up, You feel the world is broken.
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
Thank you.
stumbles through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain, some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, and I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster vase. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You are there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. You don't know the cost of the oil
Justice. gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can see all is money and not I, but through Christ in me. Overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yes. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. Oh, yeah. God, turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything. Oh, yeah, yeah. God, turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my resurrection and the touch of your
way. I know the truth, I know the way. You think you're a liar, but I call a spade, you're just a kitten running up. Come on!
Wait!
That's right.
Hey!
Come on, sing it out!
God's gonna get,
God's gonna get my praise! God's gonna get my praise! Devil, get out of my way! Cause God's gonna get my praise!
Come on!
I'm
gonna stand firm, I'm not gonna run away. My God's got my back, I ain't afraid. He's the fire running wild, and he's never been caged. Jesus is the lion that cannot be. Come on!
Ah!
That was a good one. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody in here ought to be shouting, glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Woohoo, hallelujah. Okay, just write it out to you.
Yeah, wind us up just before we go to bed.
Yeah, absolutely. Get you praising God all night long. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that was a good one. All right, has anybody got any prayer requests before we close out? Yeah, really. Yeah, Isaac.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought I hit mute, but I didn't. Bear with me. I'm in the mountains here, so. Well, I was going to give you a little heads up on what happened already, share a little praise report. So this actually works out really good, but it's going to sound bad at first. I got a text message that said that they won't be flying me out to the 28th. And, you know, my family's coming down to see me Saturday. So I called a rental agency. I said, hey, I told them the situation. I said, can I just take the car to Florida? They said, why don't you just take the car to Florida? I said, okay. And so I'm leaving right now. I'm actually already left. And it works out because my brother's about halfway. So I'm going to stop and see him. And I'll be home before the flight could have got me home tomorrow anyway. So, you know, thank the Lord for that, because that's kind of an answered prayer. When I prayed, I didn't really want to be in the airports right now. And I was going to be in a New York City airport because that's the connecting flight. So what an answered prayer, because I really didn't want to be there. And I just want to share that, you know, it works out really good. I actually have a really nice rental vehicle and I'm real excited about that. So just already left.
Praise God. That's awesome. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Now he's got a rose.
Pray him home safe then.
With a chauffeur. With a big stogie. Amen. Yes, Lord. Get him home safely and rest it out. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your blood. It's covered him all the way back. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, Father, we just praise you and we glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for receiving our praises tonight, because it was some good songs tonight, Lord. I love to praise along with them because it makes me sound good. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, I just ask that you stop this right now. We've had plenty. Thank you for it. It's needed. And I ask, Lord, that tomorrow be a fine, sunshiny, hot day in Jesus' name. Lord, that everybody in here is walking around just sweat. It'd be so warm. That's the way I like it, man. I thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. All right. There's that little David. Hey, David. What's you doing, boy? You grinned at us the last time you was up here. Hey, buddy. Wow. Yeah, there you're getting all excited now. Hey, buddy. Yeah, I see you laughing. I see you laughing, buddy. Yeah. You listen to Uncle Michael, you talk like an Arkansas boy before you get grown up, I guarantee you. Amen. Not you, Dave Nelson. Yeah.
Greg said. Too late for me, I think.
Okay. Amen. All right.
Thank you. Arkansas with Ozzy saw.
Okay, Andrew. Okay, well, good night, y'all. God bless you. been a fun-filled night for me. I enjoyed it.